some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and today we are going to be welcoming a friend of the show, Robert Rollins. He's a filmmaker. We're going to talk about some of the things that he's been doing since we've last caught up, and there's a bunch. We're going to be talking about a new project that he is working on called Record On. Just to let you know, we'll be back a little bit later in the week with psychic Rebecca Fisk and Zoe Niklaus. We'll having Rated LGBT Thursdays and, of course, the Friday dance party. So stay tuned for all of that. But in the meantime, I want to bring on Robert Rollins. He's been on the show before talking about other projects. We're going to visit about that. But he also took time this past year to direct a music video for me out in the middle of nowhere here in California. And it was for the song Unlike You. And Robert shot some great footage, and we got it all put together and made a fantastic music video out of it that ended up helping that song be number one for, I think it was like 18 weeks or something like that on independent radio across the United States. So thanks to Robert for that. And with that, Robert, I want to welcome you back to the show and, you know, catch up with you. What's been going on?
Oh, wow. Quite a bit. How about you?
Oh, well, where to start? But today's about you, Robert. I can talk about me all day. I do that all the time. So, but I'm here to find out what's been happening in your world.
Well, the last time we spoke, we were just finishing up Dream Country. So that was my first feature film, the anthology movie. That's a modern version of The Twilight Zone in some ways. Well, that's all done, and it's now out to market. My producer rep and I are working on selling it. There's a few offers out there that we're considering, but nothing to really wave our flags about just yet. So hopefully I'll come back and tell you when I have some good news on that.
Yeah, totally. And so, you know, one of the things that I'm always interested in hearing about are the new projects that you're working on. And sometimes on social media, you'll post things. Sometimes you keep it a secret until I see you, and you're like, oh, my God, I got to tell you about and I got to show you. But, you know, you're always working on something. And I know that, you know, you're not only a writer, but you're a great I'm going to totally use the wrong word, but, you know, I say picture drawer person. But, you know, you're a great illustrator. And you've got some, you know, really impressive works that you've shared with me. But the project that you're really talking about today is going to be this new film that you want to get off the ground called Record On. What is going on with that, Robert?
Well, Record On is a science fiction found footage film. If you're wondering what a found footage film is, think the Blair Witch Project or Paranormal Activity or Cloverfield.
Okay.
But unlike the first two, those are horror. This is more of a science fiction story, so it's a little bit lighter in tone than what a horror film would be. And Record On is a story of Matt Moss. He's a YouTube vlogger and internet personality. He uses his vlogs to break into Hollywood. And one day, a friend asked Matt to beta test a new operating system that is truly out of this world. Everything goes smoothly with it initially. It streamlines everything that Matt wants to do in his daily life. And then suddenly a darker side happens. And suddenly his life is turned upside down, and it has changed very dangerously, threatening him and his friends. So that's the basic
that
idea of
ominous.
The story. Well, hopefully we have some fun along the way with some suspense and playfulness.
Well, I, you know, you always hope so, because otherwise it's just, you know, 90 minutes of, you know, all the time. So you're going to be doing this fundraising campaign, as a lot of people in the entertainment industry do, to help raise some money to get this off the ground. What are you going to do, and what should we expect?
Well, I'm going to be launching a campaign on Sunday, which is an Indiegogo campaign, and it's going to run for about 30 days. And we have different perk levels for backers. So it's a little different than what I have done with Dream Country or even with raising funds for Lanterns of the Dead. This is more of a public offering for people, more like a public chance, not offering. Bad choice of words on my part. But they get a chance to back the film so I could be able to make it. Everything is done and ready to go with the movie. We have it, the script written, the storyboards done, the production paintings. We've walked location. We're in the middle of casting right now, and I built some of the sets. Now we just need people's help to get this thing into production and get it to the finishing line. So that's why we're opening it up.
So how is this different from how you've approached films in the past as far as, you know, getting money put together?
Well, this is – for this one, the public could come in, where in the past it's a private investment where people would come in, they would buy a unit or a share to be part of the company or the film, and then once the film is sold, they would get a return on their investment. A crowdfunding campaign is more of a public arena where people can donate or back the film and get I'm trying to think of the best way of saying it, perks, for lack of a better word, of things from the film. Let's say a production painting, which I've painted these paintings to give an idea of what the film is like, or storyboards, or if you're a higher end person, you could actually be an associate producer or an executive producer. I know you've always been interested in my photography, but there's also a perk where you can actually get prints of my photographs from Yosemite. Or so it's that kind of stuff that you would get as a return on your investment versus a monetary one. There's also other perks for people, too, where you can get make an investment. You get a DVD or a digital download or a poster that's signed and available to even some behind-the-scenes making of videos that go along while we're shooting the production.
Oh, that's cool. I can't wait to see how that's going to play out. So, what's the baseline for somebody who'd like to contribute to the movie? And then, like, what's the top? Can not that I don't need you to recite all of them, but you know, give me like you know two or three examples of maybe the beginning. So somebody has a couple of bucks, they can you know contribute and be part of it. Maybe a middle range, and then what's the top range?
Well, the real beginning range is $10, and you get a thank you. And that's on the social media. Yeah, actually, that's a postcard from us. We thank you for your involvement and for helping us make the film. Later on, if you make a higher one of $15, that you get a thank you on the internet as well as in the closing credits of the film. So it's those kind of things that people would get. And then as you go along for other perks, for let's say $25, you get a digital download of the film, or $40, you can get a digital download of my first feature film, Dream Country, along with Record On as a digital download. And then it just kind of goes up from there. And then a $50 mark would be, you would get a signed DVD as well. The higher marks, like $2,000, would be getting an IMDb credit as an associate producer or being allowed to come onto the set to see the filming. And the highest one is $5,000, where you get the executive producer credit and you're able to come to the red carpet premiere at a film festival or visit the set, and then you get all the perks in the fan package.
Well, and then in just kind of, you know, for those of you who are familiar with, you know, crowdfunding and that type of stuff, you know, the perks usually build. So it's like if you contribute at one level, you get something. But if you contribute at a higher level, you get the new perk plus the old perk, and you go from there. So that would be really, really awesome. So how much money are you trying to raise in total?
We're trying to raise $80,000.
How realistic is that, do you think, to achieve? What do you think is going to happen in that first 30 days? Because usually that's like the key when you're going to be doing something like this on, you know, how well everything goes. How are you going to make sure that happens?
We're going to have some video updates. I'm going to be releasing ideas pictures of the production paintings. You're going to see a pitch video that talks about it. The chance is good that you can have the full funding, but what is the benefit of a crowdfunding campaign and people doing it? It allows other investors that we're talking to see that there is interest in the film. So they will come in and probably finishing out the entire budget. We already have a few, but they're waiting to see if there's public interest, and this also helps get interest in distributors, so they say this film is viable to put out there to the public and maybe get into theaters instead of just being direct-to-video or other things. It opens up a market because of public interest instead of just being something that's just easily made out of pocket. That's just a little fun film that someone makes as a hobby, which I have done, and it doesn't really go anywhere because the public doesn't understand that this helps get the film out there so people know about it, so it's not just something that I made in my garage.
Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with making it in your garage, but your scale is certainly a whole lot larger than that. So, Robert,
you're absolutely right. I didn't mean to be disparaging and saying
that.
Oh, no.
No, of course not. You know, for everybody who does it in the garage, God bless you. That's awesome. Okay, but for...
I just didn't have a dream country in a garage, so that's where that comment is coming from.
Exactly. So how are you connected on social media? Where do people find you? Where do you connect with people that like to follow your work?
I'm on Facebook. You can find me under Robert Rollins. And then I'm on Twitter, which is Rollins 1970. And then I do a lot on Instagram as well, which is Robert.Rollins. So you can find me there, and I will be promoting through there. And then I will be dropping the release for Record on Sunday. So I look forward to having people be a part of this project or this adventure that's going to be my next movie.
I'm very excited to see how this is going to play out for you, Robert. As we get ready to kind of wind down our time together today, what would be maybe like a good teaser for somebody who might be on the edge today of getting ready to make a donation for you? What would send them over the edge to say, I've got to help support this project?
Well, a lot of found footage films are very popular. They tend to be a public something that the public is interested in. What makes this thing unique is of a found footage film, it is from a YouTuber's perspective. Everything is filmed from a YouTuber. It's going to be posted on the net. So in some ways, you're watching the story as it is live.
Wow.
Everything that's happening in his life, he's recording and posting. Even fun little videos. So it's very different than a normal found footage film. It's almost interactive in some ways because people are watching it and seeing how it's coming together.
I love that. Is there anything that is, before I let you go, is there anything in writing the script that you found surprising when you were finished with everything?
Well, the interesting thing this script is that I co-wrote it with my normal co-writer, Ed, and I would write something and it would go off to him and then it would come back to me. But sometimes Ed didn't really understand what I was going for. So I ended up drawing each and every scene down how it would be shot. So I could communicate to him, this is how it's going to look. You're going to see, this is all one camera shot and it's being mobile carried around. So I had to draw each and every shot where the camera went around the house. So he understood in the communications of what I was trying to achieve. So it was more of an exploration of where the story was going, based not only on the script being written at the same time, but it was being storyboarded at the same time. So the visual and the script was linked together completely before it was finished.
And a lot of these storyboards are going to be people can, I would say win, but you know that they can be part of if they are contributing to your campaign. With that, it's ready for us to wrap things up again. Robert Rollins is on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Go find him to support this independent filmmaker and make this new film called Record On. Sounds good, Robert. We will be back very soon with the next edition of Rated G Radio. Have a great day, everybody, and don't drive distracted. You've been listening to Rated G Radio.